Blog Talk Radio.
Beginnings is not just for the young. We thank you for tuning in another time for a Wednesday interactive blog talk Bible study. I'm Brother John, and you know today we're podcasting from out of South Carolina. It's beautiful weather in South Carolina, and it has definitely been a treat. We thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in. Today, the topic is praise, praise. And I'm sure that we all are familiar with praise and we are thankful every day. But before we start and get into the biblical principles of praise, let's have prayer and then we will begin our topic, praise. Father, we come before your throne of grace, thanking you for your goodness, your glory, and your mercy. Lord, we thank you because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your goodness, your glory, and your mercy. We ask, Father, that as we continue to move forward this evening, Heavenly Father, in your name, that you would anoint it, Heavenly Father, that those who are listening by phone or by internet or even archiving later on, that this topic of praise would be a blessing to them, Father. And, Lord, in the meantime, Lord, let us not forget about our children. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, the blessing upon our children, not just our children, but all children, Heavenly Father, that they would come into the acknowledgement of who you are, your greatness, and your power. Father, we also pray, Heavenly Father, for those who are stuck in, who are caught in the middle of hospitals, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask for that person, Heavenly Father, who was on that that bed, Heavenly Father, who's sick and afflicted, Heavenly Father, who may be in the last days, or those, Heavenly Father, who are not able to function according to how you designed it. Lord, we pray for blessings for them, Heavenly Father, and all those, Heavenly Father, the caretakers, we pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that they would minister to them, Heavenly Father, as sons and daughters of God, Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, for physical ailments. Lord, we pray for financial blessings, Heavenly Father. There's someone out there, Heavenly Father, who has lost a job, Heavenly Father, or who may be having financial difficulty, Father. Lord, we pray blessing upon them, Heavenly Father. We pray for increase, We pray for jobs, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said, Heavenly Father, that we should not want, Lord, and we, if we come to you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would hear our prayers, and we stand right now, Heavenly Father, in agreement, Heavenly Father, praying for all those things. We pray, Heavenly Father, for families. We pray that each family, Heavenly Father, would come together into the admonition of the Lord, Father. Lord, we thank you for this time. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, and we give you the glory in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ, a name that we can even utter or even think about. And, Father, we call all those prayers, all those things that we discussed, Heavenly Father, we call them as though they're not. Lord, we declare, we decree all those things, Heavenly Father, to be a blessing, Heavenly Father, and we ask for change in your name. We pray, amen, amen, amen. Okay, today we are discussing praise. We're discussing praise. And our first scripture is coming from Genesis 29:35. Genesis 29:35. And giving you an opportunity to tune in and try to find that, locate that scripture. We're going to give you a minute as we go through it, and we're just going to just discuss what this scripture means to you, how the Lord is speaking to you at this time. I'm sure that we all have a testimony, and we just ask, and that's why this is a interactive Bible study, so that we can all share the goodness and the glory of the Lord. God has blessed you in some kind of way, and we want to bring that out so that it becomes a blessing to someone else. Amen? Okay, our scripture says, and I am coming from the NIV, and she conceived again and bore a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and seized Barry. Now, Judah is, the name is one who acknowledges God. one who acknowledges God and acknowledges that all good comes from his hand and gives him the praise due to his grace and his mercy, Judah. And, of course, we know that when we look at Judah, we look at the book of Genesis, the fourth son of Jacob, Leah, and the founder of the Israelite tribes was a tribe of Judah, Judah in Hebrew. Amen. When we look at that scripture, we look at it as, and she conceived again and bore a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. And therefore she called his name Judah. She called his name Judah. And again, we're looking at this is a time when God was acknowledged at that time, and knowing and acknowledging who he is and his power at that time, when we look at that. And keep in mind, for those of you that's listening, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. And by internet, if you don't have 3 minutes by internet, it is Blog Talk Radio. And then after you get in the window, then you would type in, we can begin again. We can begin again. Amen. So, and right now, for those of you that just tuned in, again, we are looking at praise. Amen. Amen. So if you have, those that are listening by phone, if you have anything that you would like to share at this time, you would hit number one. Hit number one, and that would open up the channel for you to be able to share. Okay? As we continue looking at the Word of God and praise, that is the first scripture that we look at. 29:35, and she conceived and bore a son and said, now will I praise the Lord. Now will I praise the Lord. When I look at that scripture myself, when it says, now will I praise the Lord, something happened prior to that. Something happened prior to that. Almost like she chose not to conceive a child because of a situation or something that was going on during that time. And something happened to open up her mind and her spirit as far as saying, now will I praise the Lord. Now will I praise the Lord. That's almost an acknowledgement that I am willing to change my attitude from what it was in the past to something that is going on now. Now will I praise the Lord. The Lord. That's a change. And I'm sure as we are communicating, as we're talking and all over the Word, I'm sure that there was a time possibly in your life. We want to relate this to everyday life. There was a time in your life when something changed, when you chose to give the Lord the praise. When you chose to give the Lord the praise. Once again, for those of you that's tuning in right now, we are at Genesis 29:35. We also like to acknowledge Sister Alisa and Brother Stanley, who is sitting around the table, and we're just going to have a good time in the Lord and praise the Lord. For you that have tuned in also. 304, if you get an opportunity, if you want to tune in, please hit number one, and the airwaves will open up. They'll see a red star will come up almost on the microphone, and that lets us know that you would like to share something. Amen? Again, we are on Genesis 29:35. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, moving on with our next scripture, we are in Numbers 21:16. Numbers 21:16. And again, we all want to be on one accord, so we want to make sure that you have enough time to locate the scripture so that we can feed on the word together. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Aletha or Brother Stanley, if you would like to, if you want to, you know, take a minute to, if you would like to share either of you. Again, for those of you that tuned in, we are in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. We're just, podcasting from here to you. And it's just good to know that technology, you know, you can be almost anywhere and through the airways, and you can reach so many, so many. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Okay. Numbers 21:16. And again, my Bible reads, and from there they went to Beera. That is a wall of which the Lord spoke unto Moses, gather the people together, and I will give them water. Gather the people together, and I will give them water. Beer Elim. And when we look at the word Beer Elim, that is a well of heroes. That is a well of heroes when we look at that. And if you want to research it any further, if you look at Isaiah 15, that would discuss more of the word Beer Elim. Beer Elim. And the scripture, and my scripture from my Bible, and from there they went to Beer Elim, and that is the well of which the Lord spoke unto Moses. Gather the people together, and I will give them water. Amen. And Numbers 21:17, then Israel sang the song, spring up, O well, sing you unto it his song, recognized by all the authorities as dating from the earliest time. And it suggests apparently that, you know, God was, you know, he gave the people water, not from the rock, but by commanding Moses to cause the well to be dug. Amen? Commanding Moses to cause the well to be dug. And at that time, it may have well been a water. It could have been a water drawing, and or it could have been a song that they sing when they gather together during that time. Could have been a song that they were singing. Amen. Any comments here, Brother Stanley, in terms of, you know, that scripture, Sister Letha, any comments? Amen. And again, you know, when it says in 21:17, then Israel sang a song and sprang up. You know, and when I see the scripture that says that, then Israel sang a song, then something great happened. You know, have you ever had a almost like a celebration in your life? And it's almost like you went through a process in your life, and then after it was completed, or you felt good about what was taking place or what had happened, then everyone gathered together and sang a song. And sang a song. Has that ever happened, you know, to you? Almost like a celebration. Almost like a celebration. Amen? I mean, that should be a testimony there, because I know I can tell you a number of times that things have happened in my life and I was ready to just praise the Lord, just, you know, sing a song, or even just riding in your car and something may have happened, you know, or a feeling that you may have received, and you just praise the Lord just by singing a song. Now, this time here, what it's saying in Numbers is that after water was given, Moses was dug the hole, and they received water. That was like rejoicing. That was a time of rejoicing. Amen. And again, if you have something that you would like to share, a testimony or a time that something may have happened, 304, again, you know, if you just you know, if you want to tune in, you know, just please just hit number one. Amen. Just want to make sure, again, this is an interactive study. We want to make sure that it is personable and it is something that relates to our everyday life. Because the word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. Amen? The word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So even though that we're discussing Old Testament scriptures, those scriptures still relate to our everyday life. And some things that we may have gone through or going through or whatever the case may be. But, you know, in all things, there is a testimony. Amen? No matter what we're going through, I always believe in the end, it always works out. And I always say, keep God first. Keep God first. And then we have a song to sing about. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Moving on to our next scripture, we are on 2 Chronicles 5:13. That's 2 Chronicles 5:13. And I just want to remind you that we are looking at Old Testament principles of praise. And when we look at that again, as we were discussing that earlier, we are looking at Judah. Now, if you think about during that time when God, as we go into further, we'll get into that, but God gave a commandment. He said, do this, and I will do this. So what that is, that transition is there, is just about being obedient. When God speaks to our hearts or speaks to our spirits, we should respond. And then it says, watch the glory of the God, of the Lord. Watch the glory of the Lord. Watch him work. He can fight our battles for us. We don't have to fight our battles. We don't have to deal with these situations. If we're going through a situation that may not be favorable in our lives, all we have to do is just turn it over to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, we are at 2 Chronicles 5:13. Amen. And again, you know, my brothers and sisters, if you want to, you know, if you want to read, you know, from what your Bible, you know, is saying, you know, go ahead. We have 2 Chronicles 5:13. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voices with the trumpets and the cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Amen? Even the house of the Lord. Amen. The house was filled with a cloud of the glory of the Lord. So when I look at that, when I think about that, I thought you brother Stanley.
To me, it's when they're sounding it, just like when you gather together for a regular service, you get to praise and worship God. Then you become closer, and you are his presence, you're in his presence. And then whatever you may be worshiping for or praying for, even at home, if you praise and worship him, then you get that's when you get close to God and you have a relationship with him. That's when God to hear what you say. Once you want to get praying, like if you play the cymbal, play all the instruments and whatever you have, it's in the top of the screen. But the best for you to give him praise, give him from Morocco. He needs praise And we need to be there at all times, no matter what situation. We need to be bad, be good, but you always praise Him and glorify Him. And, you know, we got to stand on His word.
Amen.
So whenever you stand on His word and praise Him, He never said it wasn't going to be in a family, it wasn't going to be in any all. And it can't be anything that wasn't going to be good or bad. He said He's going to have good times and bad times. But you have to let Him stand on His word. He said He will be there to the end. So
amen.
Whenever that time comes, you get the bad time, you still praise Him and glorify Him. And He'll carry you through it.
Amen.
You know, it may not be what you want or what you see it, but He'll make sure He's there. And in me, that's the fact. You know, you give Him praise, the words you're singing, whatever, you glorify Him, you acknowledge that God is God.
Amen.
He said that would be like that, was like so. He just spoke out of existence for His word, whatever His word said, that's what it was.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Any comments, sister? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, and that's just the way it is. We have to rely on, depend on His word, believe that God is God. God is God. We have to believe and stand on His promises. God has made promises to us, and He is a God that cannot lie. Cannot lie. The world may appear to look as though that God is not in the picture. But you know what? God is always there. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is a gracious God. He's a gracious God. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. You know, and that's just, you know, when you're just looking at that scripture. You know, and we're still talking about praising God. And He says, praise Him with the trumpets. As you said, my brother, praise Him with the trumpets, praise Him with the cymbals, with instruments of music. So that means that when we come into His presence, into the service, then we're supposed to bring something. We don't walk in expecting to get lifted up. We go in bringing our praise, you know, bringing our praise. Amen.
Amen.
We're supposed to be a blessing to those that don't know the Lord. You know, when I look at the church, I see the church. You know, when you go into church, it's like a hospital. You know, hospital. You come in there so that you can get well, so that you can get well. You can hear a word, or something may happen, or a feeling may go over you, that you, when you come in, you're not going to leave the same way that you came in. Amen?
Amen.
You know, that's the beauty of the Lord. That is the beauty of the Lord. How about you, 304? Did you have any comment on that? 304, did you have a comment? You have to push number one and make a comment.
No comment.
I don't get that.
304. Praise the Lord. 304. You have any comment on there? I don't know if I'm making a mistake on my end.
I'm gonna do it.
Okay. All right. It sounds like 304 is not ready. Okay, we're going to move on with our next scripture. My sister 304, I don't know if you hear me. Can you hear me? Are we coming through? Okay.
You're coming through clear.
Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you have any comments?
Not at this time. I'm just worshiping with you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just make sure, you know, you just, you know, if you want to just have something to say, just jump on in. You know, let's just have a good time on the word, okay, man?
Okay.
Amen. We are moving on with our scriptures. We just had 2 Corinthians 5:13. Now let's look at 20:15. 2 Corinthians 20:15. giving you time enough to locate it. 2 Corinthians 20, 15. Amen, amen, amen. Boy, it isn't good when brothers and sisters come together and just to feed on the Word of God. You know, the family of God. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. But when we come together under one roof and just sharing and feeding on the Word of God, it's just something magnificent that just happens. Amen. And it's just good, you know, hearing those of you that's tuning in, may it be by phone or by internet. And many do not have the opportunity or they miss out on this time, and they will archive later on. You can always go back and archive any episode that we have that we've completed. You can go in and archive it. Just pull up that title, and you can listen to it, even though that the show is not actively going on at that time. That's the beauty of being able to archive that. So, my sister, you know, I just say to you, you know, that if you don't have an opportunity to tune in or you miss out on a Wednesday, please go back and archive and, you know, just be with us in prayer and in spirit as we continue to move forward, just sharing the Word of God. Okay, does anyone have 2 Chronicles 20, 15? Amen. 20:15. Amen. Brother Stanley, you want to read the scripture?
Yes, Lord. You see this, the king said, you have the back?
Yes.
Okay. You see this, the king who has the back, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid of discouraged because of this vast army, for this battle is not yours, but the Lord's. But God.
Amen.
Yeah.
And to me, that is telling us, whenever we go into a situation, it's not our battle with the Lord. The Lord will fight the battle for us, all we have to do is stand.
Amen.
On His word.
Amen.
And He will bring us through it.
Amen. Even at this time, you know, he told them, you know, don't worry about what's out there. I don't care how big that army is. I don't care how big the circumstance is. I don't care what it looks like to you. The battle is not yours. It's mine, says the Lord. That's a promise. That is a promise saying that because you are a child of God and because I am your friend, your father, that I am going to make sure that you are okay. Okay, you're all right. Don't get caught up in what you see. Don't get caught up by the sight. But all I want you to do is just have faith in me. Amen?
Amen.
Have faith in me. And you know, so often we lose our confidence. The situation, the storm may be coming through, and we will lose our confidence. And we start looking at the storm rather than looking at God. We take our eyes off of Him and start looking at the storm. Amen?
Amen.
The battle is not yours. It's mine, says the Lord. Amen. And that's what I love about Scripture. It just reminds us of who we are, the power that we have, and what the outcome is always going to be. The outcome is always going to be, amen, victorious. Always going to be victorious. No matter what it looks like, it always works out. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And he said, hearken to all of Judah. I can imagine what they were thinking about at that time. They were looking at that multitude of armies, you know, that they would have, and God said, "Don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of that army. In my eyesight, that's small. In yours, it's big. But in mine, it's small. Amen? And when I see battles, you know, here it says armies, but I look at battles. These are battles that we go through in life, challenges that we go through in life. You know, we'll have a situation where something will knock us down, but God will pick us right back up. Amen? And that's the beauty of it. Walking in the presence of God. Amen. That's why I love, you know, just when I think about it in terms of the you know, just going back, you know, when I grew up in West Virginia, and I'm just so glad that I was introduced to the Lord at a young age. You know, and I remember at a young age walking up those hills and going to church, and there was times that I didn't want to go. There was times that I did not want to get out of my bed to go to church. But I thank God now. As I look back now, I thank God everything that I went through. And that is what has given me a solid foundation. And that was my start. But guess what? That's what we're supposed to be doing also. Now we are passing that torch on to our children and the children's children. We're passing that torch on so that they have a strong set of foundation, so that when they begin to start to deal with their battles, that they can be reminded that the Lord says the battle is not yours. It's not yours. Don't worry about what you're going through. Don't worry about that job. Don't worry about that sickness. Don't worry. Whatever your circumstances is, don't worry about it. Take your eyes off the situation and start looking at me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. We are at 2015. Now we are looking at 2021 and 21 and 22. That would be 2 Chronicles 20, 21 through 22. Right. We look at 21. Now we're looking at 22. We just did 21. Now we're looking at we're looking at 22. Amen. Anybody like to read? 2 Corinthians 20, 22.
And when they began to sing and to pray, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten.
Amen. Yeah, Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, all of those were coming against Judah. All of them, and we're looking at, now what this piece is, it's saying that you have all of these tribes that are coming against Judah at this time. All of these tribes are coming against Judah, and they were all destroyed. The Edomites, and the thing, when you look at this scripture, what happened was, you know, God can confuse the enemy. God can confuse the enemy. It wasn't that they went out and they destroyed the enemies. But what happened was God had them, in this part, he had them fighting against each other. He had them fighting against each other. You have all of these armies that's coming after Judah. And God says, don't worry about that. I got it for you. Don't worry about it. And he started confusing them, and they began to start to fight against each other. They turned on each other. So obviously what that tells me at that time was, first of all, they didn't have the Lord on their side, number one. Number two, they had different traditions. And, of course, you know, at that time, you know, they were worshiping other gods. They was worshiping other gods. They wasn't worshiping the true and only God, but they was worshiping other gods. So if they're worshiping other gods, then automatically, when they came, they wasn't really on one accord. You know? They didn't even they couldn't even relate to each other. All they know that they was coming after Judah, but somewhere along the line, the lines got messed up. The lines got messed up. They got confused. They got twisted. And they began to start to fight against each other. And they destroyed each other. And all Judah had to do was just stand still. All they had to do was just stand still. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Our next scripture, 304, do you have any comments on that? Okay, our next scripture we're looking at, I'm sorry, go ahead.
When I think of this scripture, it reminds me also, if we're really trusting God like we're supposed to and standing fast and believing what he says in his word, that even the enemy, he will make the enemy speak on our behalf instead of us feeling like we always have to fight the battle. And, you know,
Amen.
The saying is, you know, not saying something is saying something, and that's one thing we need to learn to do a little more of so that, you know, we can show God really that we do trust him in all avenues of our life, just not some of them, but all of them.
Amen. 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 Yeah, just showing God that we do trust him. Yeah. Mm. And God will put us to the test. He'll
Amen.
Put us to the test. You know? It's almost like a situation comes, and I think about it and says, have you tried my faithful servant, John? The enemy is saying, well, he's going to turn his back on you, or she's going to turn her back on you because of the circumstances she's going through. She's going to forget about you. Okay, she's worshiping you now. She's studying the word now, but I can get her to stop studying the word. I can get him to stop studying the word. I can get him to stop attending church. I can get him to lay down his weapons, which is the Bible. And once we lay down our Bible, or we lay down our weapons, and this is think of this as a spiritual warfare. Once we lay down our weapons, or we lay down the Bible, guess what? We have no protection.
Right?
We have no protection. But how easily we forget. I think about in terms of confusion. God is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to share something with you all. I had a situation that happened to me just recently, what I had to learn. Whenever we study the Word of God, we got to make sure we still stand on God's Word. We got to believe it and trust it. My situation was, I had totally forgot what God's word was, what he was saying, telling me to do what I was supposed to do. And I got out of the will of God. Instead of me standing on his word and believing him and trusting him, I didn't do that. I forgot and sent me in a whirlwind. And I got into a situation. And God opened my eyes and let me know, you did not do what you were supposed to do. You did not stand on my word. You didn't believe me. And you got the point where you want to try to fix yourself. You wouldn't let me handle it.
Mm.
You know, I figured I could fix it. And I had to be reminded that, hey, you got to stand on God's word at all times. You got to remember that the battle is his.
Amen.
You know, you got to always keep that in mind. You know, because some of us get to the point where the people that got spiritual enough or so spiritual that we can handle everything ourselves. We're not, you know, we're not at the point where we may be subject to any kind of incident that may happen to us. We all got it all worked out. But like you said, like we come to the church, it's like being refueled. It's like you put fuel in your car and so it can function and move. We have to be refueled from time to time.
Amen.
So we need to get back in touch and be connected with God. We can't get separated from it. We got to keep the word to keep it alive.
And you know, there's so much junk that our ear gates, that go through our ear gates,
right,
and things that we see that sometimes will begin to make us begin to start to think differently than how God wants us to think. I believe that the more that we hear the ungodly things, then I truly believe in spirits. Even, you know, bad spirits, you know, they get on here before you know it. You begin to start to act like this.
That's right.
Spirits.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know, we have to, you know, definitely watch that, and especially, you know, new babes in Christ. Our walk or our actions can deter someone from coming to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I can say this right now, that we're held accountable. Our whole purpose is to be a witness. To be a witness. It might be how we act. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, being in church and then getting out of church and somebody cuts you off and all of a sudden you're ready to cuss them out. And ain't nobody looking, you know, so you cuss them out. You know? But I'm talking about, you know, being consistent at all times. But see, God knows. God knows our weaknesses. God knows our weaknesses. He knows when we fall short. Says all have sinned and come short from the glory of God. We all fall short. There's nobody perfect. And we're not here to judge anyone either.
Amen.
All we're here to do is to be a witness, to encourage, build people up.
Right.
Build them up. And if we can't build them up, it's best not to say nothing at all.
Amen.
Best not to say nothing at all. And our tongue, and we're so quick to tear somebody down. So quick. So quick. Amen? Okay, moving on. We're at 7:48. I just, you know, be reminded we had changed our hours for the summer from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and time goes by so fast, especially when you're just having a good time in the Lord. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, we are, we have just completed 21 and 22. Now we are looking at the book of Psalms. Psalms 7:14-17. And we could probably just look at each one of them and dissect each one of them rather than just all of them. 304, once you get that, would you like to read? Psalm 7:14-17.
I'll read.
Amen.
So, this is back up again.
Seven 14 through 17.
He who is pregnant with evil and conceives trouble gives birth to disillusionment. He who digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit he has made. The trouble he causes recoils on himself. His violence comes down on his own head. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, what does that scripture say to you? How do you interpret that?
How when we praise God, we got to know for sure that he's going to deliver us. So it's just not just enough to praise him. We got to have the belief that, you know, that the action is going to happen. And that we have to be conscious when we're doing stuff to ensure that we're not doing anything to cause anybody else a harm. You know how they say, the grave you're digging for me is the one you're going to fall in. We have to be careful that even with our gates, like you were just saying, our eyes here and their tongues. I mean, just the things, just realizing that what goes in doesn't always have to come out, but whatever comes out should come out here. And we need to, like, engage our brain sometimes before we engage our mouth, because sometimes we can say things that are detrimental to someone, and then in turn, what we say can create harm to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure whatever we say, whether it's word, actions, or deed, how we're living, that we're living that other people can see God in us, that we're just not saying something, we are actually living it. And we should not, you know, we should be very conscious not to exude anything negative, because people, no matter where you are and who you are, people are constantly watching you. And that you need to make sure that your light is right, you know, that the people are actually seeing God in you, not seeing anything other than that.
Amen. 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 Yeah, but that ditch that we're digging, you know, because of our evil eye, maybe the ditch that we're digging for ourselves.
Exactly.
Amen. 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 You know, and I like, you know, number 17, you know, which, you know, and I'm sorry, you know, Brother Stan, Sister Lisa, did you want to make a comment on that? Any comments in terms of our conduct?
For me, I think we got to keep in mind that we are God's inheritance. We are His Son. So we have a right. We have a right to know and understand who we are. So whenever this trial and tribulation comes, we have the right to know that we can stand on God's word. And whatever God's word says, we got to know it's going to come to pass, because we live by faith. We live by faith, not by sight.
Amen.
So we got to stand on that word and remember that we are important. We are sons of God. I mean, in when we just call them sons.
Amen.
But we have a right to whatever God says. We have that right. We can speak out of existence. It can happen just like God did. When they let it be like that was like.
Amen.
We can speak that out of existence also.
Amen.
We just have to remember who we are.
Amen.
We're not just anybody. We are heirs of the sons of God.
Amen.
And we have the same authority to do things just like God did.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord. Sister Lisa, in general terms, I guess, you know, Sister Lisa, they can go both.
Yeah, right.
You want to make a comment in terms of conduct and, you know, how that can, you know, draw us down?
No.
Okay, amen. You know, the part that I like, you know, the grass no more than anything else here is, it says, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praises to the name of the Most High. That means that whatever is going on, that we should always sing praises to the Lord. And, you know, there are so many people that try to tear you down. You know, on your job, even in your families. They try to tear you down. Don't want to see you grow. Don't want to see you prosper. Even in families. Families are falling apart so fast. So it's unbelievable. Unbelievable, you know, and that is not the will of God. That is not the will of God. But you know, God always has a ram in the bush. That's reminding the family of who they are and where they came from. You know, and That's why I think it's so important with, you know, studying the Word of God. It serves as a reminder. It serves as a reminder of our walk with Him. You know, because we daily we're constantly growing. Daily. You know, I have so much, I mean, so often I'm amazed. Sometimes I'm amazed at a child, a little baby. You know, a little baby will kind of make me, you know, humble me. It's almost like, what? I began just to think, you know, twice in terms of, you know, what I'm doing and how I'm going about doing it. You know, say out of the mouth of babes. Hallelujah. Okay. We're doing real good. We just finished 17. Now we're at 18. Psalms 18:3, and this is going to be our last scripture for this evening. Psalms 18:3. Man, this is so good. I'm kind of sorry I didn't make it even longer. I don't kind of laugh at you, but the rest of the grievance is almost like, yeah, I'm glad it's over. Praise the Lord. Amen. 18:3.
Okay, I'm reading out my book. I got the different gospel. And I read to learn about it. Psalm 18 and verse 3. I call the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies.
Amen. Could you read that again?
I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies.
Amen. And how does that speak to you?
Whenever we call upon God for any type of situation we may be going through, He's going to be there to handle the fight. And He's going to take control and handle everything. Like He said, that was not mine. It's not yours, but His.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we're going through, God's going to take care of these family situations. You've got to remember this, to stay on it. Remember to believe and trust in His word.
Amen.
And I was thinking about that since we were talking. We are heirs of God. We are His sons. But the thing about it, we pray and ask God to give us strength, give us wisdom. But at the same time, when He's giving us strength and wisdom, when we're going through these situations, a lot of times these situations are making us stronger, building us up stronger.
Amen.
To make us prepare to be stronger and wiser when we act. Then, just like we had asked God, you know, realize that God has given it to you, what you're going through. But you're not realizing that you're going through, so it's building you up to make you stronger so you can go through that situation.
Amen.
He's making you stronger.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
But we don't see it that way. We see it by the eye from the naked eye. We see that all these things going on.
Amen.
So we got to have faith. And not just look at what we see. Believe God. Trust me that God's going to take care of it. We call upon Him and ask Him. So He's doing it. But yet still, most of the time, we don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So everything got to worry.
Amen. Amen.
Just to be it, you know, same like what you're saying, you know, it's just like, every day I go to work, I put on my armor to protect me from all the evils in the spirit out there. Because you know, it's just like you were saying, just a matter of trusting, having the faith.
Amen.
And knowing that God, as long as you're there, you believe in Him and trust in Him, He will protect you.
Amen. And always works out.
Always.
Amen. Hallelujah. On that note, we're going to have to end up closing. I just heard there was 90 seconds left. We have 59. We do thank you for, you know, all those that tuned in by phone and that tuned in by internet. We ask that, you know, you will continue to be a support, and we'll be a support for each other as we come together every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock for the summer just to share the Word of God. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your Word. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you be lifted up. Lord, that we continue to magnify you. We pray, Father, that you build us up in areas where we're torn down, strengthen us where we are weak, Heavenly Father, that we might walk by faith and not by sight. Remember, we love you, and God loves you most. 304, thank you for tuning in, and we're going to hope to that you will tune in more often with us. Amen.
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 I face the dawn of each brand.